I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Things are getting more and more tense in Ivory Coast. An election dispute has left the West African nation with two men claiming to be president. Incumbent Laurent Gbagbo is refusing to give up power, even though the international community believes Alassane Ouattara is the rightful winner. Ouattara's holed up in a hotel in Abidjan. There have been violence between the two sides, and there's concern that more could break out. Lanny Davis represents the government of Ivory Coast in Washington. He's former special counsel to President Bill Clinton and a practicing lawyer. But he says his client is not Laurent Gbagbo, and his role is not that of a lobbyist.
I've been engaged by the government of Ivory Coast to try to find a solution that did not involve violence. My mission is not to say who won the election or lost the election, or who is right or who is wrong, but rather to try to find a peaceful solution.
This past Monday, you said in a press conference that Mr. Gbagbo opposes violence and has authorized you to say he wants a mutual renunciation of violence and to sit down and talk. What would Mr. Ouattara and Mr. Gbagbo actually talk about at this point, and what would that do?
What did we do in the United States for 4 months between November 2000 and the announcement of the election of George Bush? We sorted out the evidence and we tried to see whether the allegations of both sides could be substantiated factually, and then ultimately went to the Supreme Court. Because of the violence on both sides here, we need international presence to put down the violence and to at least establish a mechanism for determining whether there was fraud and whether it affected the results and whether that would require a new election or whether it would require a decision that Mr. Ouattara won notwithstanding the fraud. In any case, the way to stop the violence is not to everybody jump to conclusions without looking at the evidence, and that's all I've been hired to do, is to encourage that.
I mean, Laurent Gbagbo is saying the UN is at war with Ivory Coast and he wants them out. It sounds like that's working at cross purposes from what you want, Mr. Davis.
Well, certainly that's very heated rhetoric. I think he may, if he said it at all, and I don't know whether you can know whether he actually said those words just because we read it in the internet, but let's assume he did. Those words are probably referring to the gentleman who headed the election observation force, who immediately pronounced Mr. Ouattara the victor when there certainly were questions about what happened in the north. He was quite upset by that because the UN observers were supposed to be neutral and not jumping to conclusions. If he's saying at war when he's talking about brave peacekeepers who are neutral and are trying to get people to put their guns down, and there are very, very passionate feelings on both sides here leading to violence, then I certainly don't agree with him on that. He made a statement last night, just so you're up to date, that I think reflects, if not my advice, then is parallel with my advice. I'm told that he has listened to some of the things I've been saying. And the statement he made last night was, please, Mr. Ouattara, let's come together, let's both renounce violence, and let's have international mediation. He named a number of countries that would help, such as the United States and the European Union.
At the same time, the UN is saying its supply trucks are being prevented from reaching the hotel in Abidjan where Alassane Ouattara is staying. It doesn't sound like Laurent Gbagbo really wants to talk. I mean, how sincere is he, do you think?
You're in good company, so I don't mean to personalize this to you conducting the interview, but it sounds like you're repeating all of the news reports that are negative about Mr. Gbagbo and none that are negative about Mr. Ouattara, and then asking me, how can Mr. Gbagbo do such a thing? I think what's going on is that the UN appears to have taken sides and is not engaging in neutral peacekeeping. And if it's become a partisan force in the mind of Mr. Gbagbo, and I don't know the answer to your question, really.
But it's not just the UN. It's also the United States, the European Union, the World Bank.
It's the whole world. And if you ask one of those, have you read the Supreme Court decision of Ivory Coast, which cited specifically why it rendered the verdict that Mr. Gbagbo won by 51%?
Have you traveled to Ivory Coast, and do you feel you have a pretty good handle on what's at stake there right now?
I really don't have any handle, and I haven't traveled. So your point is well taken. That is why I don't want to verify any statements made by my client unless I can verify them to be true, just as I wouldn't verify statements made by Mr. Ouattara if I couldn't verify that they are true. It seems as if the international community is basing its judgments on news reports. And the United Nations, which was supposed to be present and supposed to be a neutral, very quickly jumped the gun and pronounced the victor, even before the Supreme Court's decision could be read and examined, I would think that they would want to take that back and take a little time, and wouldn't have created this kind of tension had everybody said, okay, there's a dispute here. It looks like Mr. Ouattara has won, but the Supreme Court and Mr. Babo believe that the fraud that occurred in the North that are cited specifically in the decision looks like Mr. Babo has won. We have an election contest. Let's resolve this peacefully rather than the whole world jumping and announcing, including my own government, the United States, who the winner is.
What are you getting paid for representing, if we can use that word, Ivory Coast?
The answer is I'm being paid $300,000.
And how long is your retainer for with Ivory Coast?
Well, right now it's 3 months, and then we're going to reevaluate.
Lanny Davis is a crisis management advisor hired by the Ivory Coast. Lanny Davis, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.